Leading the news this morning, milder conditions have been helping firefighters battling scores of bushfires still burning across three states. Several Watch and Act warnings remain for fires in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. In Victoria, residents around Black Range remain in danger from a fire burning out of control at Stawell in the state's west. The New South Wales Cabinet will meet today to consider proposals to curb alcohol-fuelled violence. Ministers will look at key areas including policing, tougher penalties for violent offenders and other ways to change the drinking culture. An Australian man who was detained in Dubai for 4 years will arrive home this morning. Businessman Marcus Lee spent 9 months in jail before being acquitted of fraud charges. They related to the purchase of land by Australian property developer Sunland. Nauru's justice system has been thrown into chaos. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Australian Geoffrey Eames, has had his visa revoked. It's in response to his attempts to prevent Nauru's president, resident magistrate and fellow Australian Peter Law being deported. Both men are now unable to return to Nauru. And there's been more violence during anti-government protests in Thailand. Two explosions within minutes of each other have injured 28 people in the capital, Bangkok. Seven of them have been seriously wounded.